All right, joining us on the phone right now is Three Dog Night vocalist and founding member Danny Hutton. Danny, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I kind of looked up, we play so many dates, so I looked it up, and the last time we played, there was 47 years ago at,
yeah.
at the university.
Yeah.
Hallman Center?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because it was 1974. It was the first year that the Hallman Center was open, and so you played there in its first year of existence.
October 11th. I got it down.
You are a research guy. I heard that.
Yeah, well, I try to at least do some homework, so it's not like I'm just doing mindless, so I don't know. You know, it's like not looking at a map and knowing where a place is.
Well, it's pretty...
that would happen in Europe, though. Some of those Eastern countries, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I can imagine. Those all look the same after a while, just, you know, old buildings.
The lines keep changing, too, from the First World War. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Where was Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
There, right. I don't think.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about, so the band, you know, you played at the Hallman Center in its first year of existence, and now Three Dog Night will be back in Terre Haute on the 4th of July to play The Mill in its first year of existence.
Yeah, I was looking at it. So it's hard to get a lot of pictures. I saw pictures of construction, but I didn't – hard to get the – well, I could see the field and stuff like that. But that'll be great. I'm telling you, we're going to have all the energy in the world, but the first show we did – you know, we didn't get to do a sound check or anything last week. So, but it went great. But we've been doing it over 50 years, so I guess we should know the set.
Yeah. So you're just getting back out on the road, and
yeah, so you the know, energy is incredible. You know, we all met as like a brand new bunch of young guys going, "Yay, how you been?" You know, just catching up on all the gossip and stuff.
What was 2020 like for you and the guys?
Oh man, it was. You know, it was. It's like being on a plane, and the captain says, "Okay, well, we have a little problem. We'll be leaving in 10 minutes." And 3 hours later, you're still hearing that. And it was the same thing over in California, at least, where they say, "Oh, pretty soon we'll be out of the lockdown," and it just kept going and going. And that thing of getting up every morning, and I knew exactly what I was going to do. From going into the bathroom to shit, it was like, my God, this is not something I liked. But we did do one of those drive-in things.
Oh yeah,
just an experimental one early on, and I hadn't practiced at all singing, and we made it through. But I'm not going to let that happen anymore. So I sing the set every day, an hour and a half. So my voice is there now. So I'm real happy with how things are going.
Talking about three,
we have 61 shows.
This
year. Yeah, I was at a friend's house, and Mickey Dolenz was there. So Mickey's going out with Mike Nesmith
from the Monkees.
So it's Mickey and Mike. So he has 41 dates. So he's ready to go.
Talking to Three Dog Night vocalist and founding member Danny Hutton, and they'll be at the Mill in Terre Haute on the 4th of July. So now that you're back out on the road, getting back out there, what's you haven't done a whole lot of shows yet, but what's it like as far as as the atmosphere and your relationship with the crowd at this point?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, we've been doing it so long. We have a lot of people that just know all the songs. I tell you, the toughest thing for me was that wearing the mask, especially from L.A. to New Orleans. That's a four-hour flight, and I won't mention the airlines, but they did not want anybody to take their mask off except in between bites.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, you have to for me, I get back, and I just almost that feeling of lack of oxygen. You know, I've learned next time I go out, I'm going to go to the bathroom a lot more. I want just get in the bathroom and take the mask off and breathe. Other than that, you know, lucky enough to be flying first class, and I got a box.
Oh.
I don't eat sugar, and it was, I ate some beef jerky, I think. So that's, so just traveling is, once we get to our destination, our first show, our tour bus meets us, so then it's okay. But I felt really not healthy when I got home.
Well, I know people around here are hungering for a rock show and just, you know, live music in general. So I imagine the energy is going to be pretty good on the 4th of July.
It's going to be incredible. I mean, it's not having to fake it. We're up there and so happy to be back out on stage. 4th of July, wow, what a way to open it up. It's going to be wonderful.
For anybody who's maybe haven't seen you before, what kind of a show can they expect on the 4th of July?
Well, luckily or unluckily, we finished our first album since the 70s, really, full album, and we couldn't release it. You know, I'm so thrilled with it. The album, I wrote about six of the songs, and I just think it's great, and we recorded it at my house. I've got a full-on studio. I live up in Laurel Canyon. You know, all the hippies used to come. and Mickey Dolenz lived next door. And so I bought my house from Alice Cooper. Alice used to live here. So it's great, you know. But it's time to get out there on the road. The summer, it's going to be wonderful. Like I said, there's real energy. I think we're on at 7. On the 4th, so it's just going to be a lot of fun, I hope.
That's pretty cool. You guys were able to record a new album. I think this is almost going to be like a golden age of recorded or golden year of recorded music this year, because so many bands that were off the road, you know, had to funnel that creativity somewhere, ended up, you know, recording.
Yeah. And my sons are also you know, musicians. So I get a lot of young, there are a lot of young bands that they recorded and produced here. So it's been active musically, but it's just that thing of being on the road. I really started to miss it. And at least here it's maskless except for government buildings and stuff. But you're asking about the set. We'll probably sneak in at least one song from the new album.
Great.
And we were lucky enough to have 21 top 40 hits in a row. So
yeah,
they're gonna hear. we're gonna do a lot of those.
Yeah.
I was watching this show and this music show, and I think they had Journey on, you know, some of the old clips, and they were. Mm-hmm. And I'm good friends with Steve Perry, but they said they've had 19 top 40 hits in a row, and I went, you know, it's like competition in a good way. It's like, you know, you're athletes, and anyway,
keeps you sharp.
Anybody, a lot of groups kind of will have a main writer or something, and you'll get the same genre of songs. If a heavy metal band, you're going to get heavy metal, or if you're a funk band, you're going to hear a lot of funk. We were all over the place. The critics used to get after us and say, "Well, what kind of band are you?" We said, "We're just a band that like to do good songs." So we've been on about every musical chart there is: the pop charts, the rock and roll charts, easy listening charts, the country charts, the R&B charts. We went to London, England, recorded at Abbey Road Studios, and recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra. So we do dates for the classical music. So we can do any kind of music. So if you come to the show, hopefully we're going to hit the genre of music you like and do well.
Yeah, and like you said, it was just really an astonishing string of hits that Three Dog Night had. So, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but even if somebody thinks, well, I don't really know any of their songs, you're going to show up at this concert and go, oh, yeah, I know these songs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. People say, I didn't know you did that. I thought that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears or Chicago.
Right.
No, that was us. Yeah, like I said, we do ballads, and we can do funky blues and real country, at least our version. So, yeah, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, the show's coming up here on the 4th of July at The Mill, brand new music venue in Terre Haute. We're talking to Three Dog Night vocalist and founding member Danny Hutton, so he'll be there. Tickets are still available, and you can find out more on the show at our website, 985theriver.com. Danny Hutton, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
All right, thank you, Scott, and please come out and see us. I think we'll give you some ear candy.
Absolutely, can't wait.
Our ears spank. All right, thanks, Scott.